It is suggested in it that, mean that the local authorities will be taking hold of it, and where they might be able to go in and check out people's sheds and things like that. I think at this stage now we need to be taking a step back. We've seen now with the storms lately, which mean the need for people to have able to burn in their own house turf, sticks or whatever else, and I think which mean we need to have a serious look at it. As I said, somebody that burns turf, and it's part of our tradition, which mean burns turf all year round, which mean I know myself the value of it, and bringing turf even from my own home to houses to help people where they're working, which mean couldn't get out to get coal or whatever else. So which mean, and it was them people I was talking to, they know now the value of, which mean, able to have your own resources, and that's something that we need to be looking at serious.
I think the key word you're using there is the value of it. That certainly is, I think the stock of it has rose in people's opinions after the past 2 weeks, seeing how dependent people are on electricity. And then the moment they're without it, then a lot of people have found themselves in a lot of trouble. And obviously it was highlighted that there are climate targets that need to be met, and there's certain red tape around that. But I think you were keen to point out that this is as big a warning signal as anything else about how essential turf still is to people in this region.
And that is for sure. I mean, it's a vital thing. And one of the concerns we have as well in relation to this draft policy bill is, will I do rent areas to cut turf? Will that be still available to me? That's the biggest problem here, that mightn't come available to us. And if that means then that resource, I can heat my home all year round for €700. Like, where would you get that? As I says, I just mean help. And that's not just for my own house, that's for my mother's house, and that's for another old person's house. So that's three houses this for €700. So I'm talking about value for money, but as well as that, just mean this thing that the government's coming out that people are using wet timber and wet turf. They don't burn, so we don't use them. So, I mean, just mean we save our turf. It takes us the time to do that. And I think 90% of the people in Western Ireland, in the Western areas and rural areas, want to see that they still have this opportunity to cut their turf. And as well as that, fall a tree and cut a tree up. That's what they want.